Mike's on.
Hour number two is 4:02. Here on this Monday afternoon, it's Josh Ostrowski and for Mike right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. This guy did a fantastic job a couple weeks back when he was doing the Yes broadcast when the Yankees were out in Arizona. He is a former All-Star. He's won a bunch of World Series rings. And I was thinking of this guy because I was watching the 95 documentary on a team he played for, the Seattle Mariners, a team that absolutely saved baseball in Seattle. So let's welcome the very, very talented Jeff Nelson. Jeff, John Ostrowski, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, pleasure's all mine. And I want to start first with that 95 team because I was watching the documentary last night on the MLB Network. I thought it was awesome. And you were a part of it. You were on that team that made that great run in September. You're hearing about the fact of maybe the Mariners could move. Then you put the Yankees in that epic series. You win the one-game playoff against the California Angels at the time. What was it like being a part of a team that's going through that run, but you're also hearing about the future of the franchise and whether or not it's going to be there?
Yeah, I caught the last 30 minutes. I got to get the first 30 minutes and watch it. And I was flying back from Atlanta with the Marlins, and I missed it, but I caught the last 30. You know, honestly, we, as players, we didn't really know too much that, oh, you know, the Mariners were going to move. We heard rumors that, you know, we could possibly go to St. Pete. They were looking for an expansion team and possibly going there. They weren't going to be able to stay in the kingdom any longer. I think the year before, in 94, is when we some of the ceiling tiles fell down, and we would have had to play the whole rest of the season, like the last 6 weeks of the season, on the road if it wasn't for the strike. So they knew the building wasn't great. And we, as players, really didn't pay too much attention. We made some small moves, like getting Vince Coleman, Andy Bennis, and then all of a sudden Norm Charlton came back to us. And it wasn't until we had like a team meeting in our weight room, just the players only meeting. And from there, it was like in the beginning of August. And the next thing you know, we just took off from there. We're like, we have the best pitcher in the league in Randy Johnson. We have the best player in the league and Ken Griffey Jr. And, you know, what are we doing? Why aren't things going better? I mean, let's go out and play like a team. And next thing you know, we just took off. And once the kingdom and fans started coming in, it was like, oh my gosh, it was the loudest place I ever played in.
Oh, I remember it well, Jeff. It made me sick because I was a kid growing up as a Yankee fan, and that was the house of horrors for the Yankees, especially in 1995. And you have to be of the mindset, right, that season, that run by your team, say baseball in Seattle, right? That's got to be the case.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, watching that, we knew, you know, I knew that there was a referendum as far as the city or the county doing whatever as far as trying to approve a spot or approve funding for a stadium, and they didn't approve it. And it seems like they never approve anything out in Seattle anyway. It just takes forever for anything to get done. And they wanted, you know, baseball, Major League Baseball, the ownership, they really wanted to get this approved. And, yeah, that last 2 weeks, I mean, last 2 months of the season, you know, and then all of a sudden October, they had a revote, and then they finally approved it. Yeah, absolutely, it saved baseball in Seattle. Or they'd probably be in Tampa, and maybe the Mariners would be the Rays.
Pretty crazy to think about. And, Jeff, you know, your career as a whole, 95, you're playing with Griffey and Randy Johnson and Edgar Martinez. Then you come to the Yankees, win all these championships. And then you go back to the Mariners when they go and they win 116 games. So from a Mariner angle, the 95 team had more star power, no doubt about it, with Griffey, with Edgar, with Randy Johnson. What was the better team, you felt, like talent-wise? Was it 95 or 2001?
95 was probably a better team only because you had, I mean, we did have Edgar Martinez actually in 2001. So, but we didn't have Griffey. We had Buehner. We didn't have Randy Johnson. As far as, you know, it's really hard to say because we won 116 games in 2001. We just didn't finish it off. We didn't finish it off in 95 either. We wound up losing to the Indians in the ALCS. I guess I would have to say 2001 only because we won 116 games and we still had two out of those three great offensive players. I mean, Edgar was still hitting the ball. He made an all-star team. Buehner was still there, and we just added a bunch of other guys. That was probably a lot better than what we had in 95. We had a great bullpen in 2001. I don't. It's really tough to say, but I would have to say 2001. It was just 95 was the first thing for everything. It was the first year for the division series because the Yankees won the wild card or first, and we won. Wound up winning the West. So both teams exciting, but I would say 01.
Former Yankee, former Mariner Jeff Nelson, he joins us here on The Fan. And Jeff, looking at this current Yankee team, and you know this, coming over from Seattle to New York, there's a different element in putting on those Yankee pinstripes and dealing with the media on a day-in and day-out basis. We're talking about you guys nonstop here on The Fan. And when you see certain guys come in, you kind of know right away if they have what it takes or they just don't. DJ LeMahieu is one of those guys. It is amazing what he's done for this Yankee team. He comes over from Colorado. He's this contact-hitting infielder, and he's played like one of the best players in the American League. Are you surprised with the success that LeMahieu's had for the Yankees so far?
No, not at all, because I knew what kind of player he was in Colorado, and I don't care if it was Colorado or not. He still won a batting title, and that's really tough to do in the National League. I don't think the Yankee fans realized what kind of player this guy was going to be. And, you know, it started out he probably was going to be a utility guy if everybody stayed healthy. And, you know, Aaron Boone would have had to fill him in somewhere. And then all of a sudden some injuries started going down. And then the Yankee fans actually get to see what kind of player this guy is. He's an incredible athlete. He can play a number of positions. But as far as a hitter, he's a professional hitter. Every single at-bat's a quality at-bat, just like he did in Colorado. I thought he was probably under the radar type guy out in Colorado, even though that he won a batting title, because you had Trevor Story, you have Cargo, you have Arenado, you had a number of superstars out there, and he just like slid underneath, and he's probably sliding underneath a little bit in New York as well as a Yankee. But hopefully the fans are realizing that this guy is a true superstar, and they're seeing what he can do, and this thing's going to carry over. And then it goes into playoffs. I mean, he's not going to miss a beat.
Well, Jeff, it's so important to have a guy who's able to put the bat on the ball, and I think it's something this Yankee team didn't have last year when they lost to the Boston Red Sox. And you were a part of a great bullpen with Stanton, with Ramiro Mendoza, with the great Mariano Rivera. And the Yankees have a great bullpen now with Chapman and Ottavino and Zach Britton. You see any similarities to the bullpen you pitched in to the current Yankee bullpen and what they're running out there inning after inning?
Well, nobody will ever have a Mo. So, I mean, no matter what Chapman does, there's nobody that's going to be like Mariano anymore. But it has some similarities. I actually thought this year's Yankee bullpen was going to be a lot deeper. Chad Green has struggled. Kainley's actually done well, but he struggled a little bit of late. But you have Britton from the left side. You have Ottavino, who has a nasty slider, and when he's in there, he does an outstanding job. Yeah, there are similarities. They go more now. You know, when we played, our starters went deeper. So Stanton and I only had to worry about four or five outs. We were in a lot of matchups, so I would face a lot of big righties, and then Stanton would come in and face the lefties. Ottavino and Britton, they'll face both. It doesn't matter to them. And so Boone really doesn't play the matchup role too much as Torrey did.
Jeff, you see all these guys now in baseball as relievers as these quote-unquote openers. So if Jeff Nelson could be an opener in modern-day Major League Baseball, would he like it? Would he hate it? Would he want nothing to do with it? What's your take on not only the openers as a whole, but you, if you were pitching this day and age, was it something that you, dare I say, would want to do?
No way. You know, I like the seventh, eighth inning. You know, I think teams, when the Rays did it, they did it out of necessity, and I think teams do it out of necessity because they just don't have that starter for the day. Sometimes they don't have a fifth starter or a fourth starter. Now, the Rays did it because they felt that some of their young guys were better not facing that middle of the lineup the third time around. I'm at the thought process of, hey, why don't you develop these guys to be able to make that adjustment, to be able to pitch in the first inning and face a tough part of the lineup right off the bat instead of having a reliever come in. Teach them to make just as much of an adjustment as the hitters are making an adjustment the third time around. Do some, you know, work out a little bit differently, run a little bit more, whatever it takes. Because if you look at some of the high leverage superstar pitchers like Verlander, Scherzer, DeGrom, these guys, you look at their averages the third time around. I'm not saying everybody's like those guys, but they make an adjustment along with the hitter. Well, you know, even the not they don't have to be at that level, but a medium pitcher could still make those adjustments. So no, I'm not a big fan of the opener. I think teams just do it out of necessity.
Jeff, we on a collision course for the Yankees and the Astros at some point in this postseason? I think they're by far and away the two best teams in the American League.
I think so. The Astros, I would like to see both teams healthy, and I think it'll be a great battle again. Who knows what will happen at the deadline? It's a different deadline now. It's July 31st, and then that's it. There's not going to be any more moves made after that because of the new rule, which I think is a great rule because now more teams think they're in it, and there may not be as many moves as there normally is because you have that waiver trade deadline in the past. I think you have the two best teams. You can't rule out the Red Sox, even though they're far away back. And, you look at whoever else is going to be the wild card. You just can't take anybody for granted when you do play in that division series. But you look at the Astros, they have a very, very good team. They're well-tested. They've been there before. I would like to see a rematch. I think it would be great, and I would love to see the Yankees go to the World Series. I mean, it's always fun when there was a World Series team in New York.
I ain't kidding, Jeff. And you look at their rotation, they have Masahiro Tanaka, who's a big-game pitcher. We know they're going to be in the market to go get another guy. Scherzer, forget about it. The Washington Nationals trying to make the playoffs. He's not going to be on the market. Who is a guy that the Yankees should target, in your opinion, to maybe put him over the top? I look at Bumgarner personally. To me, Bumgarner is the guy to go get. He's got the postseason pedigree. He's not going to shy away from the big moment. If there's one pitcher Jeff Nelson could add to the New York Yankees realistically, who would it be?
I think maybe Bumgarner winds up going to a National League team. Remember, he has a no-trade clause to a lot of these contending teams, and he doesn't want to go to any of them, or he put that on his list probably for a little leverage. I think he probably goes to a National League team more because he wants to hit, and he probably, serves better there. I know he's tested, and I know he's done that. He's got three rings, and he's a guy that you could throw out there as a number one in the playoffs. I don't know. I think maybe his stuff's diminished just a little bit. If Stroman continues to pitch well, I mean, he's made comments, and he's from Long Island. He's like, hey, I would love to come here, and he may have the mentality to do it. And maybe slide right in there behind a Tanaka and a Paxton. I would love Paxton to get healthy, and I think he would have three great ones. He would be a good one to get. I'm not so sure. You have this Boyd for Detroit, but I'm not so sure about him. Scherzer would have been a great one. And Wheeler. Wheeler's really having a down year, but there's some pitching coach out there that's going to say, hey, I can fix this guy. I really like his arm. I don't know how much the Mets would trade with the Yankees. But that would be interesting. But I'm not so sure about Bumgarner. I'm not, I think he fits better in the National League. I might like Stroman a little bit just because the flair he may bring.
Okay, Jeff, final one. You came over from Seattle to New York. You had overwhelming success. Edwin Diaz, on the other hand, is a guy that stayed 50-plus games for the Mariners last year. And there's no sugarcoating this. He's been a total nightmare so far this year. He's been giving up the long ball. He's been a total mess. Every which way. What would be the biggest piece of advice Jeff Nelson would give a struggling reliever from Seattle now being thrusted into the Big Apple, pitching in games under high scrutiny and whatnot? What would be the biggest piece of advice you could give a guy like Diaz?
I saw him pitch the other day, and I was glad he got through that ninth inning and got that save. His command is really off, and I don't know if it's mechanics or not, but hopefully he doesn't read English, because when I came over, they said, hey, don't listen to the sports radio stations and don't read the papers. And if you don't do either one of those, you'll have a lot of success because, sometimes when you're not doing well, they're going to talk about you all the time or they're going to write about you all the time. And you don't want to keep reading about yourself because it'll affect you. And I've seen it affect a lot of Yankees. So hopefully he's not doing that. And hopefully he's not believing the media. It is a wide open, the 100% difference from the West Coast coming to the East Coast and pitching in New York, whether you're the Mets, and especially the Mets now with all this stuff going on, it's a little bit crazy over there. But just try your best to ignore the outside distractions. And see, we had a manager that was different. That we had Joe Torre that really took that away, and you never heard Joe Torre's name in the media. It's a little tough that Mickey Callaway, you're hearing him in the media, and it's just a zoo over there. So that kind of magnifies it a little bit, or puts a little bit more pressure on some of the players because that's not taken away. I would just say, you know, try your best and do your best. You got great stuff, to try to ignore the outside distractions.
Jeff, appreciate a couple minutes. Always great catching up. Keep up the good work. Hope to see you on TV sometime soon. All right, my friend?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff there from the former Yankee and the former Mariner, Jeff Nelson, on Diaz, on the Yankee bullpen as a whole. And, yeah, that 95 team that, yeah, saved baseball in Seattle and started it all for eventually Joe Torre and the New York Yankees.